Those of you who are familiar with Catholic grade schools may recall that it's a pretty familiar custom around Christmas time for the children in the school to put on a little dramatic play about the story of Jesus' birth. And while it's a little less common at this time of year, many of our schools put on little passion plays or Stations of the Cross, much like our youth group did two Fridays ago, and our eighth graders will do this coming Friday at 1:30 and 7 o'clock to dramatize the story of Jesus' death. But a few years ago in another church, I was very surprised to see the boys and girls in the second grade put on a dramatic presentation of this gospel today. The Jesus character, dressed up in the robe and sandals you might expect, was up on the stage and he had all his lines down cold. And after a rather emotional meeting with the two little girls who were playing Martha and then Mary, Jesus came over to the stage prop where they had a little kind of a big piece of stone pretending it was the grave. And he shouted out with his loudest voice, "Lazarus, come out!" Nothing happened. Not to be put aside, he said a little louder, "Lazarus, come out!" Nothing happened. So finally he said, "Lazarus, I said to you, come out." Still nothing happened. So the little Jesus went in through the tomb opening, and there on the floor, fully wrapped up in his nice white robe, totally sound asleep, was Lazarus. So the little guy turned around, went through the door open, and shouted out to the whole congregation who was sitting there in the auditorium, "He's not dead, he's dead asleep." And still, Lazarus did not wake up. Now, you know, when I saw that story, I said to myself, there is definitely a homily in there. The gospel we heard today, its place in John's gospel, and its place on the fifth Sunday of Lent for us, is obviously a clear affirmation of the gospel and our faith that Jesus has the power over sin and death. It's also an anticipation of Jesus' own death and resurrection that we'll celebrate through Holy Week and Easter. But I suggest to you that there's a very important application for us too. Something about being dead in our minds and hearts and being called out to new life in Christ. For example, whatever hold, a deadly, fatal hold, self-centeredness, and self-pity, and self-justification has in your heart, today Jesus says to you, come out. When that deadly grip of anxiety, depression, and even addiction controls your heart and soul, to you Jesus says, come out. Wherever in your heart is anger, resentment, bitterness, ethnic prejudice, hostility, and conflict, in that deadliness in your heart, Jesus says, come out. Wherever you find yourself trapped and dying in a repeated habitual sinfulness, dishonesty, or unfaithfulness, anger, or greed, or ambition, or pride, or anything else that totally shuts down your heart and make it hard and cold, to you, Jesus says, come out. Jesus, who raised Lazarus, Jesus, who himself was raised up to new life, has the power and the grace and the strength for us to come alive again in following him. This is the time to take that is dead in our hearts and get rid of it and let the grace and power of Jesus renew us. You can do that sacramentally on Wednesday night or Saturday morning for confession. You can do that spiritually and personally by your prayer these final 2 weeks of Lent. But for God's sake, don't be dead asleep. Allow the Lord to bring you back to life. Where there is deadness in your heart or in your mind, this Lent, this Holy Week, this Easter is the time for you to hear the call of Jesus and by his powerful grace to come out and be alive again.